In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is unusual to be at Palm Sunday, which is typically the best attended Sunday of the year, and because everybody wants to come and receive their palm, which is a wonderful tradition. And typically the best attended Sunday of the year finds us once again in an empty church. And I don't think that we can observe Palm Sunday in 2020 without reflecting upon the circumstances of life that surround us, because I think they tie very nicely with the spirit, if you will, of Palm Sunday. And by the spirit of Palm Sunday, I wanted to resort to something that I don't usually do, and that is a hokey kind of mnemonic device is part of a sermon. But I do want to talk about three P's this morning: to plan, to prepare, and providence, God's providence. Plan, prepare, and providence. And by providence, we mean God's protective nature, his taking care of us the way he quite literally, as the word implies, provides for us. And we get a spirit of the playing out of these three words, plan, prepare, and providence, when we consider the first Palm Sunday. The people of the Old Testament had been planning for generations and generations for the coming of the Messiah. And as they had been planning, they had been preparing, and they prepared by living their faith, waiting for the King of Israel who would come to save them. And then they got a taste of God's providence. And it is important to note that God's providence is very often associated with surprises or unexpected events, because the King of Israel turned out to be the one riding into Jerusalem on the foal of a donkey, who would then be crucified. And of course, through God's providence, we know that the kingship of Jesus Christ is more powerful in an unimaginable way, incomparable way, more powerful than any earthly kingship could be. And the apostles themselves had a taste of this business of tasting of God's providence, if you will, God's surprises, because after they had spent 3 years with Jesus, even though he told them the last thing they ever expected was to see Jesus arrested and crucified. Individual persons, as they live out their lives, they will enter into these three P's of plan, preparation, and providence. All of us make plans for our lives, and all of us make preparations. But then as life changes, God provides for us. How many people go to college and major in one thing and get a degree, but then end up spending a career doing something completely different? They planned and they prepared, but then there were God's surprises, and God provides. Christians do this all the time. We are planning and preparing to be in God's kingdom for eternity. We are planning and preparing to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord throughout our lives. And we do all of those plans and preparations necessary for us to move in that direction. And so we plan to go to church, and we plan to be involved in ministries. We prepare ourselves through our prayer and our fasting. But then as life unfolds, we find out that there are all kinds of unexpected twists and turns, surprises that come to us. Some of them great challenges, and yet God provides for us. in our faith he provides for us. Parishes should know what it means to plan and prepare and then be ready for God's providence. Our church has done a very good job of setting out on a path guided by our mission statement, guided by our values, the way that we organize our ministries, the way that we make decisions, the way that we encourage people to step forward and do things creatively. And we've done that without having to produce a 30-page document that says, this is what we're going to do in 2020, this is what we're going to do in 2021, this is the ministries we'll have in 2022. We haven't done any of that. But we have planned and we have prepared. And the reason we haven't produced the 30-page document is because we know very well, all of us who are members at Holy Trinity know very well that there are all kinds of surprises in life that no one can really plan for or prepare for in a literal sense. We just live our lives, and as life comes at us, God provides for us. And that is why, by the grace of God, we've been able to make the changes and continue to make changes in the way that we operate our church. We've been able to do that in a way that is as painless as possible, because we have planned, we have prepared, but we know how to think on the fly and how to make quick changes when they need to be made. And you have heard me say many times that the wonderful blessings of our parish, the ministries, the activities, they were things that just were really laid at our feet by God, nothing we planned for, except through living our lives, except for knowing what our mission is. But God has provided for us, and even provided for us in the tough times. Now, when we emerge from our shelter in place, and no one really knows what that will look like or even what the world will look like. I mean, literally, we know there will still be trees and birds, but nobody will know the economic state of the world and what the implications are for that. No one even knows how we'll be allowed to congregate or to associate with other people, how close we can stand to them, what we will need to wear, etc. But as we prepare to emerge from this crisis, which it is obvious we will be doing sometime in the next month or two, we can be planning and we can be preparing as a parish. And we are. The parish council has begun talking about how we will be ready, both with making sure that we do extra special cleanings to the church and disinfecting of the surfaces, but more importantly, how we can tend to the wounds, the emotional wounds that people have suffered because of this, their spiritual wounds, and how we can help people who will need support, literal financial support, on the other side of this crisis. I would assume that as just individual human beings, we're beginning to plan and to prepare to come out of our shelter in place, and perhaps people have ordered or even sewed their own special masks that they can wear proudly when they go to the grocery store. But I think as Christians and as Orthodox Christians and as members of this parish, we need to seriously right now, as individual Christian persons, seriously begin to plan and to prepare for life after the shelter in place. To plan to be even more committed to following Christ, to prepare ourselves for that by worshiping together, by participating sacramentally together, by being together engaged in the ministries of the church with a fervor that surpasses our level of commitment prior to going into the shelter in place. We, as we now begin Holy Week, have an incredible time to pray and to reflect, to fast, to consider, to begin in earnest the process of planning and preparation, so that when we leave our shelter in place and encounter the surprises that are pleasant, the challenges that we wish we didn't have to face, when we encounter those things, we can allow God to provide for us. And I don't know about you, and I have had struggles in my life, but I can tell you that God has never let me down. And I would venture to say that for everyone who is listening to this sermon that has committed his or her life to Christ, you could say the same thing. That even though life has been filled with struggles and pain, God has always been there with you, with me, with us, to provide for us so that we can rest in him, so that he can carry us when we need to be carried. And this is what we must do when we emerge from the shelter in place. Now, there are people who correctly say this has been a difficult time for the human race, for our parish, and that is certainly true. But think back about the first Palm Sunday and the events that were to follow it, and consider the apostles. I alluded to them earlier, but consider their planning was to see the wonderful things that this miracle working Jesus would do when he finally would come as the savior of all in a earthly sense, and their preparation being with him for 3 years. And then how it must have been for them after 3 years with Jesus, after seeing the raising of Lazarus, after experiencing Palm Sunday, how difficult it must have been for them to see him arrested and crucified. And then to experience his glorious resurrection, but then to still be somewhat confused. Jesus has risen, he has ascended into heaven, and now what? But because they were faithful Jews, they continued to live their faith. They prepared. They planned for what would come next. And as we celebrate, especially here every year at Holy Trinity, because of the name of our church, we know that at Pentecost, the apostles got the big surprise that none of them could ever imagine. They experienced God's providence in a magnificent way with the coming of the Holy Spirit. And it is that coming of the Holy Spirit through God's providence combined with the planning and the preparation of the apostles that makes it possible for them to go out into the world and to begin to spread the gospel. The gospel that we preach here on Sunday mornings, the gospel that we want to take out into the world around us. And of course, we know that those apostles who had planned and prepared, through God's providence, they changed the world. So what will the new world after coronavirus look like? If the past weeks and months have taught us anything, it is that certainly our scientific leaders, our business leaders, our political leaders have an important role to play in the world. But no matter how much they think they are in control of the world, they're not. And we have seen how business leaders and scientific leaders and political leaders, not because they are inept people, but because they are people, have had to catch up with circumstances as they change. And I would suspect that for many of those leaders, this has been a humbling experience for them. But obviously that means that if business leaders and scientific leaders and political leaders are not in control of the world, then we do in fact we who proclaim our faith in Christ know exactly who is in control of the world. I would pray that in our new world, post-coronavirus, that people will be compelled even more to help their neighbors, to help people in need, to help people embark on the road to healing, to help people make sense of their lives which have been turned upside down only because prior to the coronavirus, so much of what we thought was important in life was really just an illusion or unnecessary. What role will the church and individual Christians have to play in this new world as people grapple with the changes and adapt and adopt to a new life? That's hard to predict. But I do know that you and I, as individual Christians, you and I as members of this parish, you and I as Christians living in the world, if we are going to play a role in this new world that will emerge after the coronavirus, then we will have to plan. And we will have to prepare and then be ready for the surprises and the changes that will continue to come before us, as quite frankly, they always have throughout our lives. Because if we can plan and if we prepare, then together we will be partners with God in his loving providence for mankind.